Well, I've never really been for a forced mask mandate. I think that voluntarism is really the best way to go about anything with health, especially, but most of these type of things that we deal with government. Aberdeen hasn't gotten enough credit for the fact that we were one of the first places to have a resolution. That resolution is the same thing that many other cities throughout the state have enforced, and basically the same thing as Sioux Falls' unenforced ordinance. So I think that we get left out of the conversation of having a mask mandate when all those other places get lumped into it. And so there was pressure from people that saw these other places doing it. Now, this mask mandate was incredibly harsh from my vantage point. It didn't have any of the common sense exceptions that any of the other ones that I'd seen it had. It had removed the exception for places allowing for social distancing. It had moved the outdoor requirement. It had attached a misdemeanor charge. So at least as far as the Midwest is concerned, it was the only one that I had seen that was tacked on a criminal charge. And then the sunset really made it seem like it was going to be with us for the end of time. So I thought because of those things, I thought we've got a pretty good one on the books. As it is, let's leave well enough alone.